After spending hours debating the idea over multiple meetings, the Haines Assembly narrowly approved targeted taxes on marijuana and tobacco products. The Assembly was split down the middle on the marijuana excise tax. It would levy a $5 fee on each ounce of pot cultivated locally. Opponents said the tax would burden Haines' legal pot industry before it finds its footing. Erica Merklin echoed that objection. She is one of a handful of aspiring Haines pot entrepreneurs. Merklin also challenged marijuana's association with tobacco.
If you want to try to make people healthier, there you could tax sodas or trans fat products, or you could really how do you pick and choose? I think it's just a knee-jerk reaction to tax something that people have always seen as being this dangerous thing, but it's coming to light that it's really not that.
Much of the Assembly debate came down to speculation over what kind of pot businesses will be most profitable in Haines. Tom Morfitt thought the tax would be better suited at the retail level. Heather Lendy thought cultivators would see the most success. Lendy and Ron Jackson argued for the tax. They said there would be expenses for the borough to regulate the new industry. It was a tie vote. Morfitt, Sean Mady, and Stephanie Scott opposed the tax. Lendy, Jackson, and Tresham Gregg supported it. Mayor Jan Hill broke the tie with a vote in favor of the marijuana tax. The tobacco tax proposal was slightly less divisive among the Assembly, but it drew community opposition.
It's a band-aid of a budgetary fix.
Mike Ward owns several local businesses, some of which sell cigarettes and other tobacco products. Ward said this tax would be demoralizing to people like him, who choose to keep their establishments open in the winter even though they lose money. But the Assembly members told Ward the borough needs new sources of revenue. Morfitt spoke by phone about the compounding effects of the state budget deficit.
Well, we've lost the public health nurse office, we've lost our trooper, we have one more year of the forestry office, and for the most part, we lost our judge. You know, this is a new era, and it's different than anything we've seen in 30 years, and I think this is just the first wave of it. It's not going to be comfortable, and I don't think it's anything that the rest of us really like to do.
Some Assembly members said the tobacco tax has the added bonus of discouraging smoking, but Stephanie Scott disagreed.
It's in my opinion that we've reached a pinnacle of regulation that is going to change people's behavior. And for that reason, I am not in favor of this tax at this time. I don't think it's going to make a healthy difference.
The excise tax would impose a $2 fee on cigarette packs and 45% of wholesale price on other tobacco products. Borough Finance Director Sheila Stewart said the tax might bring in anywhere between $60,000 and $180,000. She based that number on what other Southeast communities earn from similar taxes. The Assembly approved the tobacco tax 4-2, with Scott and Gregg opposed. The new excise taxes go into effect January 1st. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.